Hello everyone, my name is Michael Garner. I'm also a PhD student at the TUMS group, and I'll be a lecturer for this and also for the lecture next week. So my research field is task and motion planning and manipulation planning, and that happens to be the focus of this and next week's lecture, so this is why I will give them. I will be in charge of them. In this context, first we will talk about path planning quite a bit, and even before we can talk about path planning we need to talk a bit about the basics of that, and this bit will turn out to be the whole first lecture basically. We'll talk about what makes up a feasible trajectory and how can you check feasibility, and especially how can you check whether objects are in collision along the trajectory of a robot path. We'll talk about the concept of C-space, of the Cartesian space versus C-space or configuration space. And in this week's lecture, we will consider the first basic planning approaches, and that is one discretized planning. You should know that quite well from basic lectures, but we'll try to apply this for robotics. And then another classic method that is the potential field method. We'll also talk about this one. And then in next week's lecture, we'll continue going on to the field of probabilistic planners. I'll walk you through a number of probabilistic planner systems and planner algorithms and auxiliary techniques. We'll talk a bit about optimal planning, although I'll only consider optimal planning from the perspective of probabilistic planners here, and only give a bit further reading for optimizing planner for numerically optimizing planners. And then we'll talk about applications of task and motion planning for applications of path and motion planning in the field of task and manipulation planning. So in contexts where you don't just want to go from A to B, but you want to go from A to B, pick something up, go to C, goes to C, go to D, insert something into E, and so on and so forth. That's basically these two lectures. One thing to mention is that I will not redo the whole lectures. So there is a number of videos in here with content from last year, because the slides did not change significantly. So if you notice any discrepancy between the slide numbers, then this is because this is material from last year that did not change. Aside from that, of course, I will be available for questions as well. So if you have any questions concerning the material in these two lectures, feel free to